Day 149, or May the 29th. Why don't you stop and consider how great God is? Our thoughts today are rooted in Job chapter 36, verse 26. How great is God, beyond our understanding! The number of his years is past finding out. And now, the big picture surrounding this verse. Elihu doesn't let Job off lightly and keeps reminding him that God is disciplining Job right now, and he needs to recognize that. He tells poor Job that God is great and far more powerful than all of us, as though Job needed to hear such an obvious comment. He gives Job several illustrations of how big God is, but I feel sure that Job not only knew these facts, but had probably used similar ones when talking to others about the God who he had faithfully worshipped all his life. After all, it would have been much easier for Job to give up and struggle on through his difficulties, but his God meant more than that to him, and he wanted some answers that would strengthen his faith. And now our action step for today. In the frantic activity of our 21st century world, there are very few moments to stop and consider. Job is challenged to do this by his young friend Elihu. He tells him to look up into the sky and ponder how great God must be to make all this and keep it functioning smoothly. Of course, today many people will respond by saying that it just happened and there is no God or mastermind behind it. However, this argument only works if you can explain where the basic chemicals and molecules came from. We are not much closer to explaining all this than Job and his contemporaries. I don't mean evolution and all that, but where the basic building blocks of the universe actually came from in the first place. Why not get a quiet moment and consider what an amazing universe we live in, and that there are millions of people in the world today who believe there is a God behind it all. I suppose all these millions could be wrong, but I decided long ago that it's very unlikely that they are. Care to join me?